she says, a perek bas masech da vayizor paskin hilchasa b'cholisun shematar b'shishim bein bas b'cholav bein sharisur b'shishim. He's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you mishay like a boss in a kaflut, like in a turnip. But the last corner we don't pass. We pass in the stoli always in shishim. You have 60 times the amount of this, then usually we say you don't taste it. But if you have a guy tasting it and he doesn't taste it even less than that, it'll also be mutter. Just in the case where you can't taste it, then you have to be samech on shishim. So now it's like this. Hilkach, therefore, since we have these three klolim, the klolim Allah is like this. Hilkach. Min b'sheinu minoi dehetera b'tayma. If min falls in b'sheinu minoi dehetera, then b'tayma pashut, you can taste it. Chur means to say, let's say, truma falls into something else. Rashi says, min b'sheinu minoi, sh'od den yochol l'hadchim tayma, yishneim shel heter, sh'yochol ben bris l'tayma, again, truma b'chur, right? Let's say a little bit truma, one apple of truma falls in, whether that gets cooked up, falls into a pot, into a soup. So now a kohen can taste the soup, because for him it's mutter. He's a lot of taste, and if he doesn't taste the apple there, then it's mutter if anybody to eat the soup. That's the case of taima. What's going to be the surah? Let's say in the case, let's say where treifus falls in, or a treifa fish falls into the meat. So here a Jew can't taste it, because he has to mess it, maybe it's also. So the surah, if an issa falls in, then no Jew can taste it. Then the place is the Kaila. Let a Gaisha cook taste it. And we could rely on him. And if he tells us that it doesn't taste the Issa, it's Mutta. But it is only by Min Bishayin Aminay that you could taste it. If an apple falls into a vegetable soup, so you could taste the vegetable soup to see if the apple tastes there or not. Well, what's going to be now Min Biminay? Let's say apples fall into an apple. Let's say a piece of meat falls into other one piece of meat that's Trefa, falls into other piece of meat that's Kosher. So you can't go both the tasting, because they all taste alike. So when we say it's both of min b'minoi, the lemma said, the lekla make him a time, we can't rely upon the taste, because it all tastes alike. Then, or else, inami, or else in a case of min b'shein, min of the yisura, and also the lekla kfeila, what are you going to do in a case, let's say this treifa meat falls into a vegetable soup. So we don't know if the meat gives off taste into vegetables or not. And let's say in a case where there's no goy there, a goy should cook to taste it. So what do you do then? Then the klal is, b'shishim, you go b'as b'shishim. That if you have 60 times the amount of the treif of kosher there, you could say it's kosher, let eat it. If then you always have to be afraid that maybe this may seem tam. Rashi says, Yisur is going b'as b'cholov, yamin b'mina, yeh bin v'yisur, yeh. See, these are different klalim. Ravadi shishim, for sure it's mutter. The question is, if you can have somebody taste it, sometimes it could even be mutter, even though it was less than shishim. That's if it have a great tasting, although the kohen could taste it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Hahu hanu at moso diim lochei beresh kalusa." There were pieces of meat that were salted by Resh Kalusa. He was salting different pieces of meat. He had a lot of pieces of meat there. He was salting them. Yeah. And Beishkusa, the Gidim Nasha, and they forgot to take out the Gidim Nasha. The Gidim Nasha was still inside them, and they salted the piece of meat now. So Shalom, what's the locker? So Ravina said the piece of meat is also, since he salted it. And I say salting is called like Bishel. So it's called like it was cooked up with the Gidim Nasha, and therefore the thing is also. Yeah, Ravina says also. Ravacha bar Ravashi, sure, he said, no, it's muta. Sunsiwai, he said, it's muta. Yeah, Sunsiwai. Shemur says, also, Shalom Lama Baravashi, the came to ask Maravashi, what should we do? Omalu Abba, he said, Abba, sure, my father also said, it's muta. Omale Ravacha bar Rav Ravino, my daitcha, what's your reasoning? Like, what do you want to say it's also? Ravashi says, my daitcha, what do you want to say it's also? Atalei. If you're like Shmuel the Yoma, if you're like the Yoma, the Gemara says, Yoma Shmuel says, Meliach Harei Kuraseach, that when you salt the piece of meat, if you salt something, it becomes hot like you're cooking it up. Here also, since you salted this piece of meat with the Gidah Nosher inside it, it's like you cooked it up together, and therefore the piece of meat becomes also. That's Shmuel's Alacha. Who are Din Kovash? Let's say you soak something. If you soak it, it's also the same thing. If you soak it, kovush, harek mavush, you pickle it, let it soak together, then it's also harek mavush, like you cooked it up. So therefore, kovush for ratio, salting it should be yasa. Rashi says also, as kovush means b'chayim, if you like salted it, you soaked it in vinegar, the table of spices. Yeah. Samura says, Shmuel says, Shmuel himself says, when do we say in the Mishnah Gidah Nosh is also? If you cook up the thigh, only if you cook up the thigh. But if you roast it together, if you roast the thigh with its Gidah Nosh inside it, Shmuel says, then Kol of Yechel. You're allowed to just cut off the meat, eat the meat, just leave over the Gidah Nosh. Until you come to the Gid. So what's the most kash lechru that salting it can't be better than tzli than roasting it. But just like by roasting it, it does not spread. Adarab, we say the tam stays inside and you can eat the meat just not to get a nosher. So most kash lechru, the same thing as by salting also. Most maybe no. The chita, maybe you tell me no. My kiroser to koma. You know what Shmuel says, if you salt a piece of meat, it's cold like it's roser, like it's hot. Maybe it means kiroser to mevushel. Maybe it means to say it's mamish, like you cooking it up. So then it will be good. Therefore, it'd be also now this thigh, because she cooked up the gidanosher inside it. So Mora says, no. For me, to call a kovush. Harei kimavushol, since Shmuel says that when you soak it in vinegar, that makes the kimavushol, nechalos approved to rasech the tzlikoma. That Shmuel first said, if you salt the meat, it's called kurasech, it's hot, mashma not like bishol, but only like tzli by roasting it. Nechalos to rasech the tzlikoma, mashma's only roasting it. So that's a kasha then. So what do you say here? This gidah nosh, this piece of meat is also, it was only salted. So what says kasha? That's a good kasha. If you learn like that, that salting is only kitzli, then that's a good question. But I said the reason why they want to say it was also is because they held that no, that this roast, this salting, is mamash really kroser kitzli did the mevushel. That's why they wanted to say that it was also. Everyone says, Omer Rebbe Chanino, Tishayin Mishayrin, Mishayrin Beroitiv, Uve Kefo, Uve Chatichos, Uve Kedero. When you're Mishayin something, Rashi says, the Isso B'shishim. Let's say a piece of tray for meat fell into a pot of a pot of soup there, a lot of vegetables inside there. So what do we call 60 times against a piece of meat? So your Mishayin Gemara says, Beroitiv, with the water inside of the juice, Uve Kefo, that means the thick part in there, Chatichos, pieces of vegetables, Uve Kedero, the pot itself. Everything is included with the shishim against the piece of meat, the tray that fell in. Rashi says, "Kishayin misharin ista b'shishim, asherim noisa shiyeh by echa b'shishim b'roitiv v'keifa v'chtichas v'gedera." The whole thing, keifa, Rashi says, that means dark shavos, the small pieces of meat on the bottom, the talvin spices that come on the bottom of the pot. So, kids, everything is included in part of the shishim to go against that ista. Ika diyami, some say, what do you mean by the gedera, the pot? Some said the gedera atzma means also the size of the pot is also included. The vice versa, there's tam inside the walls of the pot. So when you cook it up now, that tam comes out. So that's also included in the shishim to mevatol the tam of the issa. And so some say you mishayir with the thickness of the pot itself. And vikadiyami, some say no, but my debola gedera. We don't go after the thickness of the pot, but only if you know that you cooked up things before in the pot and how much was it absorbed in the pot. Rashi says, "B'may the bolik deira im reinu." If we see that kishenof al shom kodim shenis mayit, v'yanam esharinu noisa liyachash nesbashel lekumei shenof al shom v'yein beta shishim boy oindem kama bolik deira minaheta v'shkishenof al shom hoyeheta habei. It's in Rashi learns the case like this: that let's say you put a piece of carrot in the soup, and then you took the carrot out. So you see how much the carrot became smaller when it was cooked than you first put it in. So that amount of difference for sure like went into the pot. So that's how you mishaya. You mishaya how much of the hefty you think actually went to the pot. So that's included within the 60 against the issa that falls in. That's called b'ma the bolt that what the ktera absorbed. Omer Rabavua, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, kol issa and Shabbat Torah, misharinon, kilo hein botzo v'kaflot. He holds all these Surim Shabbat Torah, like you don't go bosa shishim, but you go bosa as if it's bosa with an onion, the kaflet. That's what he says. He has onions
or leaks. That's the way you do it.
So let's see what Rashi say.
He says the kolish mishum b'torah says levarik tekstun gira nosha. But after Mishnah says you go bosa and lefes. So Mishavim Nasim Rashi says kilu is as if the Easter is bosa is onions or a kafut or leek. Vilu hoi nois in tam bet if it would have been like a real onion or leek, it would have given tam into the heter. Zesh nesbash li mo oisrin. Vachi sur le moslem etrin. Talk in the case we can't taste it. Goy min b'minoi rost b'shemin le leki suray. Vyakati Rashi said li yista kichos b'shishim. Like we didn't know yet we go bosa shishim. That really we don't pass on like this Gemara. But so far we didn't know the klal of shishim. But so far he says you mishayir it as if it was the isra itself is onion or leek. How much time that would give off into the heter? Om the Gemara says this. Om le Rav Abba le Abaya. So Rav Abba said back to Abaya. Le sharina bepa polam atadim. What's the why do you pick on an onion for? Why don't you pick on pepper and big spices? And then I'll say a sword. If you will be left with botlin. But those are real sharp stuff. Even a small amount is not bubbling in 1,000. So how do you get the sheer punt and onion when you take something sharp already? So he says no. Omele says sheer chom, the chom made a sheer, the chom made a sheer, an amount that the yay nice and tam be sur mesim bots bakav. There's no real issa that gives off tam more than the tam of an onion or leek. So therefore they pick these two. Now Omer of Nachman says you should know gid bishishim. That when Gid HaNosha is cooking up another piece of meat, if he has 60 times the amount of Gid HaNosha, it becomes Mutter. And V'yein HaGid Min HaMinyan, but you don't include the Gid. You mean to say you have to have 60 times of Heter, the amount of the Isser. And the Isser is not included. That's Halacha. When a small piece of an ounce of Gid HaNosha falls in, so you have to have 60 other ounces of Heter there, and then it becomes Mutter. What about Kechal? Kechal, Rashi says, that's the dodim of a behemoth. So it has milk inside it. So the question is, if you cook it up, it has bosa b'cholav, really. So there, if you cook up kechal, that's like the dodim, the breast of the animal, it has milk inside it. So there we say it's bosa b'shishim, kechal b'shishim, but there's like kechal min aminyan. You can include the kechal itself. Even though in the kechal there's milk, you cook it up with other pieces of meat, you have to be afraid the milk comes out and gives time into the meat. But you have 59 other pieces, the same size as kechal, so the kechal itself could be the 60th piece. And the reason is because the kechal itself is meat. It's only there's the milk inside it. So when that milk comes out, the meat of the kechal is like heter. So that's including the other 59 pieces together, it's like 60 pieces against the milk, and therefore it's mutter. That's called kechal b'shishim, kechal min aminyan. Beitza, let's say you have an egg, that's also, Rashi says, a beitz, an egg, from an oif tomei, and becomes bought another beitzim. So the other locher is beitza b'shishim, so he bought 60 other eggs, but here the yain beitzim in a minion. The beitz is not included in the minion. You need 60 against it. That's also a kura poshim. Omer Reb Yitzvah Breid, Rav Mesharshio, ukecholatz mayosa, but you know the chum itself, the dodim itself, those there also, you can't eat. Rashi says, chalatz mayosa, shereya bosa, noisim boitam. Vuloi nosan tam b'bos lefi shemu etoye. Visha bosa nosan boi tam. Min the chal itself, that itself remains, there itself remains also. And what's the reason? Because as soon as you cook it up, like the milk inside, makes it itself into an avela like. So chal itself becomes also. So in other words, the tam of the meat itself stays there. And it has the milk inside it, so therefore at the chal itself, the others itself, they become also. The Mora says, but vinof lagdera, and therefore, vinof lagdera cheres oisa. So he gives off tamet to the other pot, and krasht the other pot, it's like bosa v'cholov coming out. Now this is the Mora's question, Omer Rav Ashi, ki avina be Rav Kana, when we're by Rav Kana, asking Rav Kana questions like, I boilon, he had a question like this, ki misharinon vididei misharinon, how will you mishayir? Let's say this kechal now falls into another pot of soup, let's say. So you have to have 60 against it. You say you have to have 60 against the whole volume of the kechal itself, or else maybe you have been mind enough with minei misharinim. You only have to mishayir how much comes out from it, that's all. How much is polit? How much tam comes out from the kechal? The Rashi says, Eitzrichin shei beheter ele b'shishim, ma'asha polat, that's what it spits out like.
Do amai di yosi kamon la begderu mishter shadin le nabar, that the actual kachal itself, that you're throwing away, that's not staying here. So that should not be part of the cheshbon of the yisur. Maybe only what comes out. So that's the question. When you have to have 60 against it, 60 against what? Against the whole kachal, or maybe just the tam, the juice that came out of it. Samara says pshita for sure. Dibididei misharin. Yes, you have to have 60 times against the kachal itself, against the whole volume of the kachal. Why? Because the ibur might be nothing. If you only want to be samech on what came out, the question is midoy yadinon. We don't know. How do we know how much came out? We don't know how much came out. So therefore, we're not mishayir against the time what came out, but rather we're mishayir need 60 against the okachal. So now the question is, so on the miyatev, so we need 60 against the okachal. So not the kedera cheres, if this kachal itself fell into another kedera, lo yeser, the chur should not become also. And the chur, all the time of it came out already, was bought up already. So chur, why is the kachal itself also? Pasha says, elu miyato. We value, we shot it up about the kachal itself. And so, ha'ifto kulei, the whole kachal was bottled already. Shalom kolatva hatarshom. Tilavoche, my boy shishim kumais kulei. If you don't consider the whole thing got out already, so why do you have to 60 times against it? So since we're mishari b'kulei, so Rashi asked the question, when it falls into another part, the Chudamor's question is, it should be muta, lo yeser. Mora says, no, the yisoid is that kivin, the Yom Reb Yitzchak. Since he already said before that when you cook up the kachal with other things, even though maybe it's bottom, where the other things are muta, but still the kachal itself becomes also. And the pshat is that shavu rabbonin kechatichot nevelo. The rabbonin made this mamish like a chatichot nevelo. Rashi says that they should betchila neserachla nitzmak. That first when you cook it up, the milk itself stays in the meat at the time of Basa B'cholav there. So therefore, right away it's Nesa. On Me'oz Rashi says, Sha'abiyu Rabbonin Kichaticha Sisa. The Rabbonin made it not like a whole Chefza, the Chefza of Yisura. Shiliyoga Masur, Kadimir Masisim, is Man Shemakiroi. So Kitzur, the Rabbonin made this Chal as if it itself is Vada Yosa. Therefore, even though all the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The time of the meat itself is also like Nasa Nevela. Therefore, it always asks, even though it falls into another pot. That's the loch of the kachal itself, even though one way a little bit may call the shishim against it, the kachal itself is min aminyin, but I call upon him, the kachal itself, it itself is nas novela. And it itself is also, and even after it was bottle like the tam, it was in 60. In this pot, when you take out the kachal and put it into another pot, then it's still asses. Because the kachal, the need of the kachal itself, now with rabbonim, Rashi has a shame nevela on it, and therefore it itself becomes a chticha d'isura. Now it says about the beitza b'shishim. If you have a beitza that came out of a knife of a treifa, so it's also the beitza. So if you cook it up with 60 other beitza, then between them the time is muta. But v'yein beitza min aminyan, this beitza is filling, it's not part of it. You can't have just 59 of this one. You have to have 60 that tera, and then only the one d'isura. So Moshe says, "Oh, Malay Rav Idi Bar Avin Labayo, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? Do you have time? What do you want to tell me? That when you cook up this treifadik egg, it gives off tam into the other eggs, and therefore if there's not shishim against it, it will become also. I, but our means, people say, ki maya debeya bi'alma. It's just like water. You don't taste it anything. When you cook up the egg with anything else, it doesn't give it any taste, because no taste comes out of the eggs. It comes out of an egg. So what do you say it's Belasim Tam like? Samara says, Oh Malay Hoch Bamayaskino, we're talking about over here the Beitzes Afroyach. And it's not talking about there's a chick inside the egg. Rashi says, Shahabosa Loisin Tam, Veloishino Tinei of Loishino Torah, the Nevelahi. Hey, it's the chick itself, when it's inside the egg, it's called the Nevela Tzasatit. That's the pshat over here. That Tam goes off. If you have 60 other eggs against it, then the tam is bottled in all the other 60s. But if you have less than that, then the tam goes out and it makes all the other ones awesome. All right, we'll stop here.